The Prodigal Son, Lent Day 14. The Armenian Church ascribes a unique name to each Sunday of Lent. Today is known as the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. Accordingly, the lesson of the day comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, where Jesus teaches using the tool of a parable. And this parable is commonly known as the story of the prodigal son. I would venture to say that if nothing else reached us from the time of Jesus, except for this one parable, it would be enough to explain our relationship with God. It is the story of reconciliation and expresses the unconditional love that God has for us and therefore demands of us. The story of the prodigal son unfolds like this. A man has two sons. The younger son asks for his and receives his inheritance. He takes his share of the father's estate and squanders it on reckless living. Now, while he has funds, he's as popular as ever. He has many friends. But when his money runs out, so do his friends. No money, no parties, no extravagant lifestyle, no friends. He goes out to look for work. But it's harder than he thought. He can't even make enough money to survive. One night, when he is really down, he sees some pigs feeding, and he actually considers eating the pigs' food because he's so hungry. And it is at that point that he comes to his senses. He remembers his father's home, and he remembers that his father's servants live better than he is living now. That night, he makes a decision to go back home to his father to beg for forgiveness. He even strategizes that he will ask to be taken in as one of his father's servants. Now, while the son is returning home, his father sees him on the road. His father comes running towards him, grabs him, hugs him, and kisses him. He doesn't even give his son a chance to talk, nor to explain his deeds while he was away from home. The father then orders his servants to come around and bring him the best clothes and put on the ring of authority on his hand. And then he orders a celebration. The fatted calf is slaughtered for this party. The story of the prodigal son doesn't end here. Remember, he had an older brother. Now, this older brother was working in the field and heard the sound of merriment and dancing. He didn't understand and protested to his father. He said, "Look, all of these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never even gave me a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends. But when this your son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, when he comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him." He just could not understand the unfairness of life. He, the older brother, had done everything right, and the younger brother had wasted his inheritance. "Where is the justice?" he demanded. "Why is the bad guy getting rewarded while the good guy continues to labor and struggle?" The father, with compassion and understanding, explains to the older brother, "You're always with me, and everything I have is already yours. But we had to celebrate. We have to be glad, because this your brother, he was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found." And so ends the story of the prodigal son. But here begins a tremendous opportunity to reflect on the many dimensions of this short parable. In the next few days of the Lenten journey, we will look at the father and older son's characters separately. For today's discussion, we will focus on the younger son, the prodigal son. Let's begin with his desire to want a better life, or to enjoy it. What's wrong with that? That's not a foreign or unusual feeling. In fact, we all have or have entertained thoughts of better lives and better lifestyles. Why not? Why shouldn't we have the better things in life? For in fact, in this boy's case, He had the means, his father had the resources, so why not take advantage of the situation and go for it all? Where is the sin in all of this? What is the sin of the younger son? He was driven by his passions and the energy that comes with youth, and perhaps a little bit of impatience. He seizes the opportunity and takes what he can. Where's the sin? Taking what is given to you is not a sin. That's your gift. It belongs to you. The sin is squandering the gift, wasting it. The sin is taking your gift and abusing it. One of the challenges that comes to us on this 14th day of the Lenten journey is to list and inventory the gifts that have been given to us. Are you using those gifts, or are you abusing them? Are you respecting those gifts, or are you wasting them? God has given each of us talents. He has given us life itself. Indeed, the breath that we breathe is a gift. The smile on our face, our ability to hug, our passion to reach out. Unfortunately, much like the prodigal son, we squander what is given to us in a reckless and sometimes abusive manner. We consume our lives with the minutiae, and we therefore abandon quality. God has given us a smile that would light up a room, and we cover it up. We are ashamed to show that smile. He has given us the ability to talk, and instead we keep our mouths closed. Or, if we do open them, we fill them with idle conversation and gossip. He has given us the ability to hold, lift up, and to help others. Instead, we tie our hands down and refuse to help those in need. He has given us feet to walk in the paths of righteousness, and instead we take our bodies to dismal hangouts. We are each a prodigal son. We have taken the gifts of God, and instead of using and enjoying them, we have squandered them, abused them, and wasted the goodness in a prodigal lifestyle. We have missed the mark, and by missing it, we fall short of realizing and maximizing our potential. As we are inventorying our talents and gifts from God, let us also ask ourselves how we are using those gifts. Are we squandering the precious elements of life, or are we using those talents for the betterment of all? Tomorrow we will continue with the parable of the prodigal son by observing the character of the father. For now, let us pray the prayer of St. Nerses Snorali. Heavenly Father, true God, who sent your beloved son to seek the wandering sheep, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Receive me like the prodigal son. Clothe me with the garment of innocence, of which I was deprived by my sin. Have mercy upon all your creatures, and upon me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.